God has always raised up champions to defend Holy Mother Church and give to her children special weapons to defend themselves in times of danger. However, there would be one weapon especially reserved for all of us in these latter times, these times of terrible crisis in the church. Now, God indicated to the serpent long ago in the Garden of Eden which form this weapon would take. He said to the serpent, "I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and she shall crush thy head." We know this woman was to be the mother of God, and she was chosen to be that instrument to crush the head of the serpent. God predicted that she would come one day to crush his head in the end. Now Christ himself would give us his mother while dying on the cross. He said, "Behold thy mother." Behold, he said, "I give my mother now to be your mother, to protect you, especially in time of need." And this is a time of need. That which offends God most and which poses the greatest danger to every society is the sin of heresy. For heresy damns more souls than any other sin. And where Satan will show himself most will be in heresy. It is heresy which perverts the truth. And when the truth is perverted, man is turned away from God. In fact, man cannot go to God. He cannot repent. Man can fall into sin, and man can fall into a sin of weakness. But if his head is messed up, if the truth is perverted, he cannot return to God. He has no chance of saving his soul. And therefore, the special role that God would give to the Blessed Virgin would be to destroy all heresies. That is her special vocation. And that would be her special vocation all throughout the ages. All throughout the history of the church, we will see that the Blessed Virgin will take up her role as a mediatrix of graces to crush the head of the serpent. And she will do this time and time again. And when the gates of hell seem about to prevail, and Satan seems to have all men in his clutches, the woman is sent to crush his head. Now, if we stand back a little and look at the history of the church, the history of the world over the ages, and we can see that the Blessed Virgin Mary would come again, time and time again, to rescue us from heresy. While the church was yet in her cradle years, the pestilences of heresy were already damning many souls. So Our Lady would crush the head of Arius in the 4th century. Already by the 4th century, there were many heresies. After our Lord was crucified and the apostles preached the gospel, already Satan was on the warpath. He was the lion going about seeking whom he may devour. And he did so in Arius. And but a century later, she would again come to crush the head of Nestorius, who was again putting out these perversions of truth, this heresy. And time again, when the serpent would show his ugly head in the form of every heresy, time and time again, Our Lady would conquer. So we know that in the 13th century, Satan again showed himself. We know that this age of the 13th century was the age in which Holy Mother Church would flourish. The world would be in its best condition. Society would, as a whole, be a Catholic society to live in. But Satan, again, would come out to plant these seeds. And he did this in the form of the Albigensian heresies. Now, the Albigensians were a very insidious group of men who corrupted the morals of society. They even condemned marriage itself. And so this was considered to be a scourge. And Pope Innocent III considered this to be a threat worse than the threat of the Saracens, because their principles threatened not only Christianity, but the very extinction of the human race. So it was a truly diabolical disease and was becoming more and more contagious. Now, as this pestilence continued to ravage the country, a saint by the name of Dominic knew well that we must again turn to the Blessed Virgin to save us from the scourge, and he did. And the Blessed Virgin would come to his aid and would give him a special weapon, and this special weapon would be, in this instance, the Holy Rosary. And this special weapon she would give to the church to use for the rest of time in the warfare against Satan. Now, a few centuries later, after Christendom was just recovering from all of these heresies, from the Albigensians and other heresies, all of Christendom was now looking to a great scourge that was coming upon them, and this was in the form of the Turks, the Muslim Turks, who were at the doorsteps of Europe, about to sweep down and lay waste the peoples, the cities, to destroy the Catholic faith. And the great Turkish fleet, the Muslims, had just set sail with an aim to bring about the extinction of all Catholic Europe. And so, humanly speaking, all Christendom knew that this scourge could not be checked. Humanly speaking, it was over. Now, there was a great saint at this time, St. Pius V, a son of St. Dominic, who understood well that this great weapon of the rosary must again be used. And so he ordered that the Holy Rosary be recited in public to avert this great scourge. And we know that the Turks were defeated at Lepanto. Now we are presently facing a crisis in the church that supersedes in gravity any crisis previous in the history of the church. The church has always had its enemies. It has faced its Arius and Nestorius. It has held up against the Albigensians. And it has conquered the great feat of the Muslims at Lepanto. It has faced many enemies, but all from without. Never has Holy Mother Church faced enemies from within. Never has she been made to face a Vatican II. Never has she been made to face heretics who claim to be the very representatives of Christ here on earth. Never has the church witnessed a universal abandonment of even the natural law. No saint in the history of the church could have ever imagined that the condition of the world or the condition of the church could have descended to its present state. So if there was ever a time in which we must invoke the aid of the Blessed Virgin Mary, invoke the aid of the rosary, it is now. Now more than ever, it is necessary to go down to our knees with beads in hand to beg God's mercy and his aid. Now more than ever, we are in need of a weapon to ward off the attacks of Satan. If you merely listen to the news and see what is going about in the world today, we can see that there is obviously a great disorder. Now, we live in this world. We are used to it. We are accustomed to all of these disorders that we witness every day. But just imagine if you lived 100 years ago and somebody were to say to you, in 100 years, the very representative of Christ is going to stand up and teach heresy, which is not possible. It's not possible. But he is going to claim that he is the representative of Christ. Or imagine that he is going to permit things and be complacent with things that are contrary to the natural law. Imagine that he is going to sit as the world teaches that sodomy is permitted and say nothing. Imagine that they are going to legalize these unnatural unions in society. So 100 years ago, if somebody were to tell you any of these things, they would say, that's not possible. It is not possible. You are mad. It's not possible. So we must not underestimate the power of Satan, but we must not underestimate the power of prayer. God moves men by grace. It is a simple act of God. But the normal condition, and we must always remember this, the normal condition by which God, by which grace is bestowed, is through prayer. If you pray, you go to heaven. If you don't pray, you go to hell. It's very simple. St. Alphonsus taught this very clearly. Prayer is the key to salvation. And why are so many evils afflicting the church and society? Because men do not pray. Men do not humble themselves, go down on their knees, acknowledging their dependence on God. And for this, we will be scourged. If we do not pray, God will permit these things to happen, both to society and to our families. Now, we have received the gift of the faith. If we have the faith, we have a great gift, but we have to put it to use. And this powerful gift of the faith, we put to use through prayer. And we must make up for all of those who have not received this gift and for those who do not know how to pray. There are very few who know how to pray. You all know how to pray. You all have the rosary. Just imagine how many people in the world do not know how to pray and do not have rosaries. They don't know how to say the rosary. They are completely ignorant. You know how to pray the rosary, and you must use that tool. It is our weapon. And what prayer can be so perfect as that prayer given to us by the Mother of God herself? She told us herself. She says, pray the rosary. Pray the rosary. This is the weapon that will reform the world, she said. And to the Fatima children, if you pray the rosary every day, she said, you will not go down to hell. You will not go down to hell. St. Alphonsus, when questioned by a lay brother, when he was saying another rosary, he tried to say all the rosaries every day, all of the decades of the rosary. And he said to the brother, do you not know that from this devotion depends my eternal salvation? Depends my eternal salvation. So let us take advantage of this devotion, both for ourselves and Holy Mother Church. Let us have recourse to the Blessed Virgin Mary. If you have personal problems overcoming certain vices, pray the rosary. If you have family problems, pray the rosary. Holy Mother Church and give such great indulgences for the family rosary. You receive special indulgences if you pray the rosary as a family. If we are addicted to pleasures, pray the rosary. If we are full of pride, pray the rosary. We will receive the virtue of humility. And if we wish to save our souls, let us pray the Holy Rosary. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.